Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
It's spring, and what better way to put a spring in your step than by buying some comfy knickers or pants? That is how it works, right? I mean, when I was a kid, if you bought new trainers, then everyone said you'd be able to run faster. So I guess if you buy new pants, then you might be able to put a spring in your... Oh, no, bum. Okay, that's wrong. Yes, anyway, while we all know the wonderful British boxers do an incredible range of things to sleep in, it's now nearly sunny outside again, you know, in that way where it's also a bit cold, but you're still going to need a new T-shirt, hoodie or new pants to go and try it in before you then have to go back inside and get your jacket. And British boxers have a brilliant range of all of those things, as well as pajamas that you're probably still going to need for work until at least 2023. British Boxers are an independent, ethically excellent lot who make actually nice lounge and casual wear that you can wear inside or outside, but you know, with shoes on as well because you're sensible. Head to british-boxers.com and use the code PARPOLBRO10 and you'll get 10% off whatever you order. You might accuse me of being in the pockets a big pajama and I'd say no, actually I take a medium and my pockets have an old tissue in because that's tradition. It's just always there. I don't even know where it's come from. It's really strange. It's every pajama pocket. It's always an old tissue. How does it get there? Who's put it there? No one knows. Is it magic? Hello, Parpol Broads. The podcast is currently having a break, and I promised I wouldn't do any podcasts, but of course, here is a sort of mini bonus podcast because I just cannot escape the hold that doing this thing has over my life. It's like an addiction. I need someone to sort of slowly wean me off podcasts. Maybe I should just sort of like do this bonus one this week. Maybe next week I'll just sort of do like a 15-minute podcast, and then the week after just a 3-minute podcast of me just screaming at things, and then eventually maybe I'll be able to kind of cold turkey it and not record a podcast for a week. Anyway, sorry, this is a bonus episode just to sort of keep you going while you're all having a break. There's no such thing in this day and age. I'm not really having a break. My daughter's birthday last week was so nice. I just sort of mentioned it on the podcast. But we've been given endless cakes. Like, we've had our neighbour give us a cake. The nursery gave her a cake. We made her a cake. I've just been eating cakes solidly. That 2020 meme of everything being a cake, genuinely, my life is now a cake. And I feel just regularly a bit sick because she's only three. She doesn't eat that much cake. Guess which idiot has to eat all the cake? It's me. It's brilliant. I actually love it. I'm sort of hoping that if I complain about it on a podcast, maybe I'll get sympathy for doing probably my favourite thing, which is eating cake. I can actually have my cake and eat it because I eat it. There's still cake to have at the end of it. It's quite remarkable. Anyway, what am I talking about? This is a bonus episode. It's got nothing to do with... There's been so much politics going on. There's so many things that I would like to write an episode about, but I'm insisting that I take this week off and we'll just do a big catch-up in a couple of weeks. So instead, this here is a recording of the set that I did last Friday at the brilliant Quantum Leopard online gig, which raised over £1,000 for Sisters Uncut, who are working to kill the bill at the moment, which is brilliant, and I fully support all the process that have been going on. I haven't made any of them. I'm too full of cake and I am rubbish, but it's brilliant that they're happening. Anyway, this show raised a lot of money for it. I was on with the wonderful lineup of Sarah Keyworth, Chloe Petz, Sikisia, and Sarah Baron, and of course James Ross hosting. And this is my set that I overran horribly because I was enjoying it far too much. You can't hear the laughter that I could hear because it all came through my headphones and wouldn't record on my side. So it's that weird thing of hearing a gig online with absolutely no feedback like whatsoever. You just fill in the laughs yourself. There's every chance you'll have heard some of the gags on the podcast. There's every chance you'll have heard some of the gags from the last time I posted a stand-up set on as a bonus podcast, because I have not written enough material that isn't just me slagging off Boris Johnson. And also, for context, if you don't watch the live show on Twitch, for context, before me, the brilliant James Ross, who's comboing the show, managed to fit 42 grapes into his mouth as part of the live stream. So I mentioned that at the top because it's impossible not to. It was really quite the feat. And I mentioned one of the audience members and their dog, Tilly, because they had a dog that kept interrupting the earlier acts. So there you go. It'll almost make you feel like you were in the room, which you weren't, because no one was. It's an online gig. There isn't a room. That's not how these things work. So anyway, here it is, and I just urge you to check out the whole show, which you can see at Quantum Leopard's twitch.tv channel, which is of course twitch.tv/Quantum Leopard. You can watch the whole show as it was broadcast with all the laughs and everything in it. Also check out Quantum Leopard's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/groups/Quantum Leopard Comedy. And of course, please donate to Sisters Uncut, where you can find them at Sisters Uncut. I mean, just type that in, you'll find them absolutely everywhere. Do donate them in helping to challenge this really horrific and terrifying policing bill, which, as you'll hear in this set, I sort of mentioned that it's just horrible that this is the reason that we're having to do gigs rather than just for the fun of it. But hey ho, they're happening. Anyway, look, I'm going to shut up. I'm meant to be having a day off. This is meant to be like my day of not doing a podcast. And here I am. I'm talking to you lot again. Just stop encouraging me. Goodness. Here is my set. I will see you all in a week. And hear you all. You know how it works. In like a week and a half's time.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Thank you. That was I've never had someone do the warm up of just eating a lot of grapes before me. That was incredible. What I liked is it was an interval of like go away, get a drink, and James went for the most purest glass of wine possible. That was incredible. I also have to say shout out to Bryn's comment. If you missed it, he just said grapes of Ross, and that is beautiful, and that it shouldn't have been ignored. Just wonderful. Anyway, look, hey, I would say that it's nice to be here, but I'm at home and I'm fucking bored of it. I really hate it now. I've been here loads. I know it doesn't look like it. I've got the black curtain, but that is simply my way of going, I'm not cleaning for you. It's a really good tactic that I worked out some while ago. But yeah, Jesus. I mean, this whole thing, you all seem pretty cool with this now. I still find it weird that usually I'd have travelled to lovely Quantum Leopard gig. I've got my head into my material, but I'm at home. So what that meant is just before I logged in, before the beginning of this, I was dealing with a hyper 3-year-old who kept picking her nose and giving them to me, going, that's for you, daddy. And then I had to take the bins out. It's not the sort of gig prep that I used to have. Anyway, I hope you're well. Are you all good? Good's weird. It's one of those things I keep saying to ask people, like, how are they? And if they say good, I'm like, why? That's suspicious. That's not the answer you should be giving. Have you seen the state of shit? Fucking hell. Anyway, but look, this I love Quantum. I'm wearing my special T-shirt for you. I don't know if you see it. It says, there you go. It's just for you. And I should also say, Molly, that Tilly is fine to bark through my set, but I am going to mention the Home Office, so some of their dog whistle policies may set her off. It's funny, right? Because I'm honoured. I'm honoured that, apart from James, I'm the token bloke on the bill, the bloken. But this is, let's be honest, it's not a great reason to have to do a gig, is it? And I'm not saying, I'm like, before I get off on the wrong foot, I'm not like anti-Sisters Uncut. I'm not like a secret Tory. I'm not carrying a pint of milk everywhere just to show off. Which was weird. If you didn't see that, an MP was carrying a pint of milk everywhere. And there was part of me going, well, it's because, number one, it means you're a wanker. But number two, it's nice that at least one Conservative knows what the price of a pint of milk actually is. Although he wasn't a real Conservative. Otherwise, he'd have snatched that milk off a kid first. So anyway, but I'm just saying that the what I mean is the reason we have to have this gig is because police decided that the best way to keep women safe at night was to arrest them and lock them up so they couldn't go anywhere. And that's not like the problem solving methods that you'd hope for in today's day and age. It's the one that the government keep using, you know, where they fix a problem by just removing all the people that think it's a problem and therefore it's done. You know, like sort of solving an equation by exploding all of the necessary numbers and going, finished, you know. You know, that's what I mean. It's, you know, I obviously, we've got to be fair. Police have to keep the public safe from thinking that demonstrations for rights or peaceful vigils are perfect examples of a functioning democracy. Otherwise, everyone would have a go, won't they? And that would be a nightmare. So my favourite comment about it all, if you can have such thing, was the Met Police Commissioner and the perfect example of nominative determinism, Cressida Dick. She said that she'd have gone to the vigil in Clapham if it had been legal. And, I mean, there's a lot of issues there, and the High Court judge said it was legal. Like, oh, well, what do they know? Experts, eh? What the fuck do High Court judges know about legal shit? Ugh, why don't you just ask a barber? They'd probably be able to ask a monkey. Ugh. Anyway, but the fact is, she said she'd have gone if it had been legal. And you go, well, you're a shit police officer, aren't you? What, you only attend legal situations, do you? What, someone calls up going, I'm being burgled. Oh, no, sorry, that sounds too illegal for us. Let us know when you're going to have a cup of tea or be looking vacantly at a lamppost and we'll be there. Shit. You know, I mean, her record in the police makes it sound like the main thing that she wants to clamp down on are people doing perfectly legal shit, like having a vigil for women's safety or catching the tube without getting shot. That's like, I think she's got like a list of worst crimes on her office wall, which are just like going to the shops without getting run over or having the gall to brush your teeth without being eaten by a tiger. It's just fucking ridiculous. But this is our country now. This is Britain, innit? You know, rather than make streets safe at night, they just want to stop people complaining that they're not. And that's why Priti Patel, who I believe is the actual sort of human version of getting a splinter under your nail. She's the sort of person who, like, if you say imagine your happy place, she thinks of Hieronymus Bosch paintings. And it's amazing that the Home Office have spent like £80,000 on beautiful brows, and people are saying that's a ridiculous expenditure, but so many eyebrows are raised every time they have a new policy. It's probably reparations. So anyway, but, you know, look, this is the thing that they're pushing through this new policy policing bill, right? You probably know about this. The Quantum Leopard crew, you're always very switched on, but they're pushing through the new policing bill that means that protests will be illegal if they can be deemed to cause serious annoyance, right? And that is dangerous because there are high chances that my 3-year-old daughter is going to be arrested next time we're walking around and she complains, I don't want to walk anymore. That's it. Nicked. Just nicked instantly. She's so whiny. It will get everywhere. I mean, saying that, after the past year, it does seem like a really decent, affordable childcare situation. And maybe that's what us parents of toddlers need. No, actually, officer, she's in floods of tears because I said I can't get her any warm ice because it's not a fucking thing. And to be honest, it's annoying the shit out of me. Take her away. Take her away. You can have her. It's fine. How does that work where a protest is caused serious? Everyone annoys me. I'm annoyed by everyone. Can I call the police about every single person? Excuse me, officer, that person didn't indicate at the lights. That one's wearing red trousers. Get them. It's going to be, prisons will be over full. The other part that people have focused on this bill that's really worrying is that there's more sort of empathy and security for inanimate objects than people. And what I find funny is that lots of people are surprised about that, as though a governing party of mostly grey people who are completely dead inside might sympathise with statues more than real people. Of course they would. That's their people. That's their... But how about defacing a statue could get you more of a prison sentence than like actual serious crimes? So is this the first ever criminal policy targeted at pigeons? Is that what it is?
And I hope so. I hope that, like, we've barely got any police left, and I hope we just see them now running around like in a Dick Dastardly car with a net, hoping to save the day. But also, it's so complicated because, like, what happens, like, if someone attacks one of those moving statues performers? Where do the police, what do they do with that? Who will be arrested then? And what if someone attacks the statue, but the statue's a woman? Does that make... Oh, no, I'm just being silly. There aren't any of those in this country. So, sorry, silly. I'm hypothesizing. So, it's just... I find it fascinating that people don't give a shit about the protest, or they're getting angry about the Kill the Bill protest, which you shouldn't get angry about unless... Look, fair play, if your name's Bill and you haven't been watching the news and it spooked you, that's fair. You could be a bit upset, but it's probably quite unnerving, right? What have I done today? But otherwise, I just thought that I had this really naive concept that the pandemic might make us all realise what really matters in life. But then it turned out that for many people, that's just other people need to die so that they can have a pint. And, you know, it wasn't what I was hoping for. Well, half the country's been vaccinated, including me, so we should open everything up. What do you mean the other half? Who? What are you talking about? No idea, mate. And, you know, there's this incredible inability to comprehend that other people with other lives exist. I know that's always been the way, right? People just never seem to think outside of their own head. Yeah, well, I've never been harassed on the street. Yeah, because you're a 60-year-old man that lives at sea, right? But, you know... Yes, well, I've never felt unsafe at night. You're an 800-year-old vampire, of course not. You know, it just... I mean, I find it very hard. I live in my own head. I can't imagine what life is like for a lot of other people, but I don't then just assume they all have beards and diabetes. Otherwise, all my material would be so easy to write. You know... I just, even, I don't know if you find, even the TV, like just TV in general isn't trying to relate to people anymore. All the TV at the moment is celebrities going on holidays with their friends. And I don't fucking want to see that right now, right? I want to see celebrities staring out the window at roadworks. It's the only thing that's happening. Going to the same park six times a week and reminiscing about getting a bus or an underwhelming sandwich. Oh, anyway, so I just, none of this is for anyone. They don't care about anyone. I think... A big part of it is that I'm very jealous, right? I don't know if you feel so. I'm very jealous of people that have kind of the levels of cognitive dissonance to, like, scream, they've cancelled free speech at, like, a distressed banshee while at the same time wanting anyone who laughs at a flag to get the death penalty. And, you know, that personally, I think you should be able to joke about flags, bunting, tapestries, any kind of decorative adornments, because as far as I'm concerned, it's all comedy material. But, you know... And also, you know, we have to give credit. People say the flag represents this country. And I suppose in many ways, the entire country is flagging right now. So I always think, like, is it enough? Like, is it enough? When's it going to stop for you? Like, is it a flag? Is that enough for you to think at places, British government buildings get a flag? Like, how? What if it's not a windy day? How will you tell that place is British, right? Apart from the fact that it's inside this country and not out at sea or in space, right? How are you going to tell? Wait, maybe we need to go further. Maybe all British government buildings should have British fish and British beef pasted to all the walls, right? And then, like, a giant 50-foot mechanical queen waving on every roof like one of those cats. And we can have robins loose on every floor and a bunch of Morris dancers playing bagpipes 24/7 outside. We must make it more British. I don't know. It's just not enough. Not enough for people. People are so angry about the wrong thing. I feel like, obviously, people have been angry for years, right? And more so, I think, last 10 years. And just there's this rage in everyone. And I used to, the road I used to live on a couple of years ago, I always sort of saw of as a microcosm of society. And if you don't know what a microcosm is, it's like a cosm, but really small. This road, right? This road that I lived on, it didn't have enough room on it for two cars to go down it at the same time, right? Because people double parked, and that there wasn't enough room for two cars to go down it in opposite directions at the same time. And you know, because I live in London, and you know, it's a road that was built hundreds of years ago when people didn't have cars; they had horses, and people didn't used to double park their horses, and people didn't used to bring in their fucking massive unnecessary shire horses from the country and take up all the space, and people didn't used to vertically park their Shetland ponies and fuck up the system. And, you know, and so as years go, it's not enough space. And what would happen is three or four times a week, no exaggeration, cars would come down in opposite directions, and you know, they'd refuse to back down, right? They'd always be like, get out of the way, I'm in a rush, beep, 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 get out of the way, I'm in a rush, beep, beep, beep. And they'd always be in a rush, but not in enough of a rush to move out of the way, let the other one go, get on with their lives. They'd always be in enough of a rush to, like, sit there for ages, honk, swear, turn the engines off, sometimes get out of the car, threaten physical violence, we'd have to come out like UN peacekeepers. And there'd always be a kid or a dog in the back looking like they wanted to die. And I am... It was just weird, right? It's weird. I used to like watch them all the time because like cars would build up behind them, and I just used to watch them thinking, this is just bonkers, right? Because you're idling your engines, it's causing pollution, you're wasting precious lifetime, right? I couldn't work out why you would do it, but you could see in their eyes, right? In their eyes, they just said, I want to fucking win something. I just want to fucking win anything, right? I've had a shitty day. I'm about to go to my shitty home, watch something shitty on TV. I'm so sick of this fucking world. I just want to beat this prick in this one thing. And when I die, I can say I've won one fucking thing, right? You can see this rage. And I always sort of imagine like going down to them and tapping on the windows and just saying, hey, this is silly. Just come out of your cars. Like, just embrace each other. I wouldn't do that now. That's a hate crime now. But back, I would have done it then. Is embrace each other. And just feel how good it is to be alive. Just like strip off if you need to, hold hands, walk into the fields, listen to bird song, feel the sun in our faces. But, you know, just feel how lucky we are to have this thing. And just be here and be now. That's what I always wanted to do. I didn't used to do that, obviously. I used to go down to their window with a squidgy, tap on their window and ask for a quid, and they piss off really quickly. But it's just this anger. People are full of anger. And the anger's directed at all these things that they didn't... You know, there's all these things we should be livid about. Money going to anyone that Matt Hancock's bumped into at the chemist. And yet, instead, everyone's fucking... There's vegan sausage rolls! Are there? Just don't eat one. Don't eat one. There you go. That's it. That's all you have to do. You don't have to eat one. That's it. If they make you angry, don't eat one. Like, you don't have to be angry that someone else is eating one. Just don't eat one. The only time you should be angry about what someone else is eating is if they're eating you. Then you can be fucking livid. You've eaten my leg! Fair enough. You've eaten my baby! Get upset. That's fine. You know. Someone's changed their gender. Have they? Why do you give a shit? That's their life. Like, if someone's changed your gender without asking, be upset, right? That's, you can absolutely get upset about that. Wake up in the morning very confused and out of weight. Like, it'd be over, right? But it's someone else's life. It doesn't bother. You know, the only time you should be upset about what gender something is when you're learning another language and it's fucking annoying, right? Why do I give a shit if this table's male or female? Is it going to try and shag my dinner or give birth to a smaller table in the middle of it? No, it doesn't fucking matter, does it? It doesn't matter. It's pointless. You know, and everyone's so angry now about having to wear a mask and because they have to, it might save someone else. And, oh, I want them to die first and I've won. You know, I just, because they announced that masks and social distancing in this country may happen for quite some time. And I was like, brilliant, that's great for my plans to become a solitary vigilante. But, you know... I just don't understand. It's oppressive. Is it? Fancy dress parties must be shit for you. You know, the only people who could genuinely be oppressed by everyone having to wear masks are bank robbers who've lost the element of surprise. It's crap for them. They've got a terrible time now. It's just absolutely like, oh, but what if I wear my mask and I forget what my face looks like and I stop opening my post and I never talk to my family because I think they're someone else's? Oh, what if I wear a mask and people think it's bunting on my face and they have a village fete on my forehead and I get jam in my eyes? You know, it's just... doesn't matter. There was a real upset the other day about pubs might require vaccine passports when they reopen. And... now, I grew up, my teenage years were spent going out with a fake ID. And so I actually think vaccine passports are a great idea, right? Because the youth are fucked for jobs. And this might give some income to a creative 14-year-old with access to a printer and a laminator. And that is, it's needed, you know? I should say a bit like Siska, I've had my jab. So I had my first jab, then I jabbed the doctor back, and then we fought, and then I won, and I got my vaccine. It was a very long way to go about it, but... it worked. So, and I'm allowed because I'm diabetic, which is the best chronic illness. So I can fix the worst symptoms by having a biscuit. Yeah, it's good. Obviously, that makes me high risk to COVID because you can't eat biscuits while coughing. So, it's, you know, and so it's good. So, yeah, so I had my first jab. And I should just say, if you're worried, I haven't had any side effects apart from every now and then when I get angry, I go green, I rip my trousers and I break things. But it doesn't happen very often. So... do it for the people. But I just, this conspiracy theories about vaccines, like, it's a plot by Bill Gates. No, it's not. Microsoft antivirus software is shit. You know, They're injecting microchips, are they? Brilliant. How do McCain's make them that small? I mean, to be fair, getting potato into my bloodstream, I'm up for that, you know. I have actually, I've gained a lot of sympathy for anti-vaxxers since becoming a parent. I support anti-vaxxers, actually. But that is because my daughter's had all her vaccines. And when all their kids are ill and have measles, she can become queen. So it just feels like it gives her an easy way. I'm just jealous. I wish I could have that sort of thinking. I just want to be able to switch my brain off from it. My daughter, as I said, is three. She turned three last week. Same birthday as you, James, actually. And she had her second lockdown birthday, which, people sort of said, oh, that's really sad. And it wasn't. I was over the moon that I didn't have a flat full of sugar-fueled toddlers smashing cake into the furniture. Lucky escape. I might tell her it's a lockdown next year and every year till she's 20. But, no, it was sad. But she, like, just that thing of, like, she's three, right? So we walked to the shops today, which took most of our lives. And there was a really long lorry. There was just a really long, like really, really long lorry on the road. And she went, that's a really big lorry. And my brain immediately went, oh my God, that's probably polluting everything. And I bet the driver's underpaid and isn't classed as a worker and is probably on 0 hours contract. And I bet there's all these issues with Brexit trade that means it's been on the road for even longer. Bah, 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 bah. And she just went, is there an elephant in it? And I was like, oh fuck, I wish my brain did that. That's so much nicer. Isn't that so much nicer? Is there an elephant in it? Fucking. But then I'd be an animal cruelty. Should that elephant be transported? How did that across the Brexit animal? Fucking. Oh, Jesus Christ. Is it just, I just like, this year's enough without all the other shit. The pandemic's in, all these other things that we've had to, you know, in 2019, things that weren't safe for work were things like sort of porn sites or gambling sites. 2020, 2021, things that weren't safe for work were going to work. I mean, that's just nuts. You know. You used to be able to go for drinks after work and now you can drink throughout work because no one can come here and stop me. What are they going to do about it? They're not allowed in. So, you know, it's nuts. A year of this, a year. I don't know what you did to celebrate a year of lockdown, by the way. I did absolutely nothing and went nowhere, which was very appropriate. I've been missing travelling. That's what I've been, you know, my job is a comedian. I travel everywhere and I miss seeing other places. And there's been a little bit of me wondering if I should go abroad just to come back so I can get booked into one of those quarantine hotels. Because, you know, like you can't leave your room for 10 days and they bring all your food to you. And as the parent of a toddler, that sounds like the best holiday I could have this year. I really want it. I've got too much to write. This is so nice talking to other adults. It's really weird. I was trying to inject some hope into this, but we haven't got there yet and it's a long way away. So we'll see how we go. We might skip to hope if we need it. My life is, I've just been living on coffee and hot sauce, for a year now. Cause coffee's meant to keep you awake, but it doesn't do that for me. It just makes me need to unexpectedly shit. And then that keeps me awake out of fear. Now I've just been putting hot sauce and everything to check I can still feel inside. And I'm worried about, like, even with things supposedly getting better, I just worry about other stuff, like, you know, how am I going to avoid social events in the future? And, you know, what about when people ask me, what have you been up to? I don't know. I've been watching subtitled films on Netflix so I can pretend I'm watching a movie and reading a book at the same time, like double culture. Does that count? Oh, no. And then we're all meant to be going back to normal by June 21st, except by then I'll be so broke I'll ironically have to stay at home. So, you know, it's... I was so impressed by music festivals getting booked in, like so many music, like Leeds and Reading, and which if it's vaccine passports, I am all for sort of like baby boomers just like being there trying to just dance away like it's a saga holiday. I'm properly up for that. But anyway, look, the thing is what people are missing out is everyone's like, well, there was no music festivals last year, but getting a test, if you had to get a coronavirus test, it was basically the same thing because you had to travel for miles to go to a car park. You'd have things shoved up your nose and then days later you'd find out if you caught something. So it was sort of basically the same. I've realised how old I am old. I turned 40 this year. I know, I look it. And I... But when they did all the announcements, when that fucking sentient portaloo of a man, Boris Johnson, said in February, he announced the things were opening, and he said, spring and summer will be very different to today. Yes, mate, that's how seasons work. That's the fucking least you should know as a prime minister, you fucking idiot. Anyway, but I said out loud, but they haven't said when the recycling centre will open. That's my fucking life. Isn't that like... Yeah, it's awful. Anyway, I feel like there's a bit of me that's enjoyed this because, I've been able to save the NHS by sitting on my bum. And that's basically the mission that I've been waiting for someone to ask me to do for all of my life. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never rescued something by doing the thing I like doing most. Like, that's amazing. I've just saved the whole health service by sitting on my ass. People complain to me, we can't do it. Mate, that's what I've always wanted someone to tell me, that I'm not allowed to go. It's brilliant. Saving other stuff, fucking up. Saving the planet, that's a lot. It's hard. You know, I've started using, like, stopped using straws, sorry. Now just throw drinks in my face. It's refreshing, but I'm very thirsty. You know, saving children, that's not easy. I've got one. I don't know what I'm saving her for. I think at some point I'll swap her for a mortgage. I don't know. Maybe a PlayStation 5. You know, but saving the NHS is—it's easy. It's really—I'm joking. It's not safe. I know that nurses aren't getting the pay rise they need, but hey, we are buying some new nuclear weapons. So, if you think about it, that is cost effective, because if there's a nuclear war, then there'll be no one for nurses to have to fix up anymore, or any nurses or anyone. So, hey, cancer is cost effective. I should confide in you that I didn't do the clapping when we could clap for the NHS. I'm going to confide in you that I didn't, partly because it was during my daughter's bedtime, and fuck, it was it hard trying to get her to go to sleep when it sounded like everyone was applauding her when she said, I don't want to go to sleep. So I it was really difficult. But I just felt like this was the obligatory, like, clapping their final performance. I couldn't do it. I just felt, it felt so tokenistic. And then there was all this shit about how NHS staff and teachers have to be heroes by going to work under-equipped. And I was like, where's this conviction from papers and politicians the rest of the time, right? If you're so excited about people dying for a pointless ideology, why aren't you praising suicide bombers every week? So, you know, yeah, that was too bleak, wasn't it? Yeah, I thought it was. But I kept it in. I thought we'd see it. Let's do some plus sides. One plus side was, as someone who's regularly failed at things, I've never felt better about my job prospects at potentially working for the government. I could, seriously, you give me £12 billion or £37 billion now, I would very successfully build an app that doesn't work. I could absolutely fail to do that. I could definitely have a plan to tackle a virus that requires ignoring how germs work and hoping the virus thinks it's too easy, gets bored and goes away. I could do that. I could do that. Yeah. I loved all those. I've been loving all the Downing Street briefings because it's so nice to know that even though I've sat in my pants all day eating crisps, I've still been more useful to the country than, like, the Prime Minister, right? Who's just said something like, data, not dates, and then released dates, you know, or when they're fucking, I know it's old now, but that when, you know, Rishi Sunak, who's like a Marks and Spencer Fonz, I still find Eat Out to Help Out so bonkers, and I still find it so bonkers that they went for that name. They didn't go for Fellatio because the economy's slow, or, you know, give head. We need more than 100,000 dead. You know, just there's loads more options. Hey, do you know? I think they're taking it. That wasn't too bleak. That's good to know. there's the barometer. We found it this far into the gig. I think the government are taking the coronavirus seriously now. I'm gonna big them up, because last week Boris Johnson said the third wave will wash up on our shores from Europe, and that is a really clever way to confuse those who think the virus is a hoax but are also scared of immigration. So that's it. Like, smack, smack. But yeah, so anyway, look, let's try and be positive, because I'm feeling clueless, I'm feeling shit, I'm feeling useless, and I'll be honest, I genuinely don't know what to do. I mainly keep thinking, should I spend my time learning how to say I told you so while underwater? Is that, like, what I should be learning? My daughter is currently hating brushing her teeth every day, and my reasoning with her is that actually these incredibly mundane things are the only certainty I have in my life anymore, so you have to do it. It doesn't wash with her. But, you know... I need something. I don't know how motivational speakers are doing. Like, how are they doing it right now? You know, like, you can get dressed if you put your mind to it. Like, a change is as good as a rest, so why not go to a different park today? You can do whatever you believe in, but probably not till 2023, so have a biscuit. You know, I'm trying to think about what to say that was positive to you to end this on. And a very clever person, someone I spoke to for my podcast, actually works on the Windrush Lives campaign. She's absolutely brilliant. Brilliant campaign. Support them as well as sister. So many people support, fucking hell. But anyway, she said to me, like, just do what you can and do something. And I thought that was brilliant advice. And I've been trying to think of that and do that. And I've also realized that it doesn't work if the thing you was going to do was shitty. Then don't do anything. It's better to not do. Like all those important phrases need a caveat. Like, silence is complicit unless you're going to say something really shit and then shut up. It's still better that you shut the fuck up. I still prefer you silent than being a prick. Like, that is, you know, a smile uses less muscles than a frown. Brilliant. But what uses no muscles is a blank default face. Just get on with your life. Stop being a dick about things. Get on. So anyway, so I just think, you know, do what you can. I think that's what we've got to do. Just be nice. Just fucking be nice to people. There's not enough of that. Just being nice to people and trying to be positive about things and trying to find little ways to have hope in shit. I've realised some really good plus points of this coronavirus. You know, for a start, being so worried about the coronavirus, that really calmed down my eco-anxiety. Forgot about that entirely. Also really helped that I just haven't been outside for a long time, so that was good. I'm now an expert at putting all the mess in my room at a height that people can't see on Zoom calls, so it looks like I'm tidy. It's really changed people's opinion of me. And look, here's a really good one for you, right? Only being able to see people online or at a distance means this is the perfect time to end toxic friendships, because they can't get close enough to you to be angry about it. So you just, like, you just mute them. Like, you just mute them or turn them off. It's brilliant. So you can really clean up your shitty friend stable. That's it. That's all the hope I could squeeze out of this. I think I probably talked far too long. You're so lovely. You're far too nice. Thank you for doing this lovely gig. Fucking hell. I say that Sisters Uncut, we shouldn't have to be raising money for this shit, but they're so good and I'm so pleased they are doing what they're doing, because we fucking need someone to do it. I've been Tin, and I can't go. These Zoom gigs, you can't go anywhere now. I'm just going to stare at you until you disappear, I suppose. I don't really know what to.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.